for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com
or LHBCOnline.com.
There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, November 27, 1986. First service of the Thanksgiving weekend camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Maxwell White of Toronto, Canada is the speaker of the evening. It's a privilege to have Brother Maxwell White back with us again. He's been here in days past, and we had wonderful, wonderful meetings with him while he was here. The Spirit of the Lord moved mightily and brought deliverance and restoration and the Word of the Lord to teach us the ways of the Lord. And it's a privilege to have Brother Maxwell White from Toronto, Canada, to minister to us tonight and through the weekend. He'll be ministering tomorrow and Saturday, and we'll see about Sunday. And I'm not going to tell you what service he'll be ministering in tomorrow. You'll just have to come and see. But there will be three services tomorrow. Morning service will run from prayer meeting into the service, 2:30 tomorrow afternoon, and 7 o'clock tomorrow night will be services, and the same will be Saturday. So we expect to see you here and receive a blessing and anointing of the Lord. Brother Maxwell White, come, and we pray the anointing of the Lord upon you to minister His Word this evening.
Well, I'm very happy to be with you once again. Nice to see a full house tonight. And we're going to talk in general terms about our position. We teach on deliverance. If you need it, pray for you. And I'm going to read a portion of Scripture from Revelation chapter 12. Revelation chapter 12 sums it up so beautifully, reading from verse 7 to the end. There's much in these verses, and we can only comment on some of them. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into Little Rock and all the rest of the earth, and his angels, that's his demons, were cast out with him. And I heard a voice, a loud voice, saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by means of the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth, that's us, and of the sea. For the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. And when the dragon saw that he was cast into the earth, he persecuted the woman, that's the church, which brought forth the man-child, that was Jesus. And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time from the face of the serpent. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. We could add there the flood tide of evil. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood, which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was wroth with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. We are in that day now. Whether we like it or not, whether we agree with it or not, makes no difference. You and I are in the middle of two major forces. One is trying to pull us one way, and the other is trying to pull us the other way. And you are in the middle. And God has given us all free will. He will never, never interfere with that. You choose which one is going to pull you. That's up to you. One of the biggest problems, and I'll probably deal with this tomorrow, is praying deliverance for people who are not ready to be prayed for. And I believe that the deliverance ministries across the United States in particular have many of them made very grave errors in keep on praying for people who are not totally committed to the Lord. It's a mistake, and I will not do it. So if you are not totally committed to the Lord, the best way you know how, I will not pray for you. I'm wasting my time and your time. In fact, it's dangerous. Because if I pray for you and you're not ready, those demons will come back worse, and you'll be in a worse mess. I want to speak straight. We are in the middle. That's why in the Old Testament it says, choose you this day whom you will serve. Unfortunately, large numbers of Christians don't know the Bible very well. Therefore, they don't know whether they are obeying God or themselves or the devil. And so one thing you have to do when you become a born-again, spirit-filled Christian is to study your Bible every day. And I recommend marking it. And get out of the milk stage into the meat stage. The churches today, mostly, are lukewarm. You know what it says in the book of Revelation about those? Jesus will, I prefer the word, vomit them out of his mouth. Now just imagine that. When Jesus comes back for his church, he will reject and spew out all those who are lukewarm. Many of them have seen the signs and wonders and miracles which Jesus is doing today and have not gone forward with him. One of the hardest things I have found today is to get Baptists, no, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that, get evangelicals to stop teaching that they are filled with the Spirit. They won't listen to you. In spite, as you say, well, let's go into Acts chapter 8 and Acts chapter 19. I'll show it to you. They won't do it. They're all Spirit-filled Christians. Now, in case you've never heard that before, let me just tell you this. Was Mary saved? Mary, the mother of Jesus, was she saved? Sure she was. But she was never a Christian until later on. When Mary conceived by the Holy Ghost came upon her as a glory cloud. And what happened to her? She received Jesus. Did she receive the Holy Ghost? No. Holy Ghost came upon her, but she received Jesus. When the Holy Ghost comes upon you and you give your heart to him, whom do you receive, Jesus or the Holy Ghost? Jesus. So what did Mary do? Mary went in the upper room and she received the Holy Ghost. 30 years later. Try and get an evangelical to understand that, and boy, we're hitting demons on the nose. true. That's another message, though. I just mentioned it. We must believe all that the Bible teaches. My old spiritual father taught me this. He said, if you find one piece of scripture, like a jigsaw puzzle, that does not fit your puzzle you are building, you've got to pull the puzzle to bits and start all over again. I remember my wife said she wouldn't do it now. You're not the only one to have a good wife. Where's our brother from Belize? My wife was an Anglican. That's an Episcopalian to you. And when she got the baptism of the Spirit, she wrote and told her vicar, resign from the church. And he wrote back and said, don't do that. Don't let England down, the Church of England. I mean, can you imagine a man of God saying anything so stupid? So she wrote back and said, you're not even saved. It was true, but she said she wouldn't do it now. In England, I understand, in the United States too, they are ordaining homosexual clergy. What kind of Christians are those? They're not. They're not. And so everywhere we go today, we are surrounded by people who go to church sometimes who are not Christian. Then we got the other crowd who are born again and say they're filled with the Spirit, all of which is not true. And even those who have been baptized of the Spirit don't use the power of God very much in their lives. And so God is shaking us all up. I show you what I mean. At Christ for the Nations Bible School in Dallas, some years ago, the dean of the school, or dean of men, was a spirit-baptized Baptist, a very fine man. Knowing I was around, called me into his office. He said, Brother White, do you discern anything in me? Now, you may be asked that question. I've often been asked it. With no problem. I said, Lord, is there anything in this man that shouldn't be there? That's all you have to do. After all, isn't he your father? The Lord said to me by word of knowledge, yes. There is a denominational spirit. Never heard of it. I'd never heard of it, but he told me. So I said to this Baptist brother, yes, you have a denominational spirit. He said, okay, cast it out. I said, you foul denominational spirit, I come against you in the name of Jesus. Come out of him. Now you tell Baptists that, and brother, you've lost them all. And the Pentecostals. You've lost them. But it's true. God is cleaning up the church for his coming. And if you want to go in through the door when he comes, you better be quite sure you've confessed every weakness and got yourself cleaned up. The devil knows that he has but a short time. How much has the devil got on you? Now think it out. Has it? I could tell you some of the strangest cases. Strange cases. Of where the devil had people bound, many of them from childhood, even from the mother's womb. I believe that children of divorced parents go through the most terrible times and Satan gets a grip on them. Fear and these various spirits. On two nights ago, I went with my wife, my daughter-in-law, to the famous People's Church in Toronto. And to my astonishment, in this great evangelical church, there was a woman giving her testimony how she'd been bound all her life by terrible, gripping fear. The Bible says, fear hath tormented mind. And she's told how she was delivered. An evangelical church. And she said, when the Spirit of Fear went out, she saw it, a hairy monster. I tell you, it's coming. It's coming. Now, to encourage you, you don't have to come here to get delivered. It's a nice, easy way. But there is self-deliverance. A man telephoned me up one time from Ottawa, and he was an alcoholic. Such a common thing. Such a common thing. There are millions of them in the States, and they have all got demons. Did you hear me? I don't say I'm a fanatic. I know what I'm talking about. This man picked up a book by Don Basham, and in that book there's a chapter on self-deliverance. So he read it. His wife had kicked him out. I don't see why a wife, even in the law, should be bashed about by a drunken husband. I didn't say she should divorce him. So she kicked him out. Good for her. He went to Ottawa, and when he got in this motel, he read this chapter. He said, well, I didn't know that. Alcoholism is a demon, devil's angel. So Don Basham told how you do it. You bind it and rebuke it and tell it to leave you in Jesus' name. Do that in your own bedroom. And so he sat down, said, you foul demon of alcohol, I charge you in the name of Jesus, come out of me. He rushed to the bathroom, and for the next 20 minutes, vomited those demons right out from here into the pan. And afterwards, next day, he phoned me up. He came through to Toronto. I prayed for him. There were a few tiny little ones there. He went back to his home. His wife took him back badly. They lived happily ever after. Now, what would that poor man and woman do if there weren't a few people like me around? I say that I want all of you. I train my people in my church in Toronto to do this. You can. It's easy. Nothing to be afraid of. I remember, let me give you a personal testimony. I was a Presbyterian. How many Presbyterians or ex-Presbyterians here? Oh, just a few. Well, you know, Presbyterians are allowed to smoke. So I got in touch with this Full Gospel group. They didn't smoke. They were patient with me. So I got very quickly under conviction, because I got hungry for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, but I couldn't ask for the baptism of the Holy Ghost if I was smoking. So bravely, I quit. 24 hours was enough. You know the feeling, some of you? Yes, you do. I went back to it. I quit again. 3 days, I went back to it. I was lying in bed one night, and the Holy Ghost breathed upon me. It's a lovely feeling. It's just sort of, you feel all light, because you know that God is moving in your life. I said, this is it. Lord, please deliver me from this smoking habit. It was deep. And that thing just went off me like a sack, smothering me. It was taken away. And from that moment onwards, I've always hated the smell of tobacco. That was in 1939. That was one deliverance. Sovereign deliverance. But I meant business, and God knew it. So he delivered me. Now, at the age of 10, my mother, my uncles and my aunts, my mother's side, they were heavily into spiritism. If you've ever touched spiritism, Ouija board, automatic writing, having your fortune told, any time in the past, you almost certainly collected a demon. Almost certainly. Well, I've done that. As a child of 10, I took part in table turning one Christmas time. And from the age of 10 until into my 30s, I had a demon. Used to affect me in many ways, I won't go into that now. I went one evening to what they called in those days a seeking meeting, to seek for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. So they said, get down on your knees, Brother White, no problem, I did that. They all began to sing, praise, worship, and honor the blood. They told me to plead the blood. I didn't know what they meant, and I wasn't going to talk about the blood. No way was I going to do that. Presbyterians didn't. So I knelt down there like a bum on a log. But it happened. All of a sudden, I was a respectable businessman, I want you to know, in those days, before the war. I suddenly began to straighten out, and I fell off that chair onto the floor on my face before all my newfound friends. That was embarrassing, believe me. But the demon came out. I went back very hungry next week, and I had the most tremendous baptism of the Holy Ghost. I thought I was going to go through the roof, right up to heaven. And I have never understood why some people seem to have people baptisms. I know now they got a demon. Are you following me? I want to make it very clear. These are my own personal experiences. Story isn't finished. My whole life was completely transformed. My wife, who was an Anglican, got very upset. Isn't that funny? Somebody who goes to church, her husband gets a deeper experience, is a better husband than he's ever been in his life before, got so upset, she said to me one day, she said, if you don't give up this new religion of yours, I'll leave you and take the children. I said, in that case, you better go. That is called resisting the devil, and he will flee from you. Bible, do you know what she did? Got baptized in the Holy Ghost. But when she was seeking, she started to shake all over like a leaf. Her Anglican spirit was coming out of her. It's real. There are large numbers of people in our churches today, even the Pentecostal churches, who need to have demons cast out of them. Did you hear me? Am I a fanatic? Who believes I'm a fanatic? You do. Thank you, brother. This is serious. God is preparing his bride. So many. I remember one time, my wife calls me an old rambling preacher. Do you mind? I was in Florida. The wife of a full gospel businessman came to me one day. This was a cute one. She stood up and looked at me. She said, I got music going round and round and round in my head all the time. I said, is it rock and roll or Beethoven? She said, no, it's good music. Oh, I said, that's cute. She said, you don't understand. Is that a demon? She looked fierce. Lord, is that a demon? The Lord said, yeah. Yeah, it's so easy. So I said, yes, it is. It's a spirit of distraction. So I prayed for it and it all choked out. You never know the need that people have. These are not dirty demons like homosexuality and adultery and things like that. These are things that people have, like lying demons, lazy demons. The devil knows that his time is short, and so what does he do? He goes around with great wrath and attacks you. Now, don't think he won't attack you. Don't get that false idea that, oh, well, praise God, I love Jesus, that Jesus won't let him attack me. Oh, yes, he will. How are you going to get some of those wrinkles out of you? A hot iron is the only thing that takes wrinkles out. Listen, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Psalm 34 and 19, many are the afflictions of the righteous. You are going to get many afflictions. Some are monastic. I was praying the other day. I said, Lord, please look after me when I get in a mess. The Lord said, I will look after you and I will even deliver you from the small thing. That was terrific. I had a small thing today. These glasses I lost. Cost me $65. Don't panic. Just say, Lord, I'm here to be delivered. I'm here to be helped. And he'll do it. Since the Lord spoke that word to me, I've had at least one dozen relatively small things. Let me tell you another one. I was driving one day on the northern road in Michigan State, in the Michigan Peninsula, coming back from Winnipeg. You ever been up in that northern peninsula state? Yeah. Very lonely road. And it was raining. And I went over some potholes. And as I did so, my car went into a judder skid. And it juddered and skidded over to the other side of the road and then continued on into a wet ditch filled with water. What would you do, chum? No car in sight, no farm in sight, nobody in sight. I said, Lord, another opportunity for you. I did not panic. I remained perfectly calm. There we were, right side up, in the watery ditch. I looked, suddenly coming up the road, I saw a car. Car continued, came up, saw me, stopped. Never said a word, turned around, opened his trunk, pulled out a chain, connected the chain to his car, came and connected it to my car, and never even said a word. Then pulled me out. You know, friends, he was an angel of God, but God sent him. There was a need. He had a chain. I went on my way rejoicing. I think I gave him a couple of bucks, which he received gladly. Today it would have been $20. Even in the small thing. Whenever I go out in my car, listen to this carefully. Remember, the devil is going around like a roaring lion. He wants you to have a crash. He wants you to blow a tired skid. He wants you to wreck yourself. He wants you to go to the hospital. That's what he wants. Every time, without the Lord, that you go in a car today, you take your life in your hands because the devil's against you. So I cover the car in the precious blood. That's an act of faith. So I say, Lord, I cover the car in the blood. And I invite the angels of God to have charge over me while I drive that car. And you know, it's always worth. I remember one time, I was driving on a big highway in Ontario and it was pouring with rain and the traffic began to slow up, I suppose, with an accident. And so I applied my brakes, but because the road was wet, my car wouldn't stop. It just went off skidding. I couldn't turn to the left, there were cars there. I couldn't turn to the right, there were cars there. So I pleaded the blood out there. And just as I got that much from the car in front, my car stopped. Now that has to be God. It has to be God. But to get back to the thought, you see, Paul says, give no place to the devil. Now, it's no use calling for prayer when you get tempted. Say, oh, brother, pastor, come over and pray for me. I'm being tempted. The Bible says God doesn't tempt anybody to do evil. That's the devil's business. And don't say you have a demon when the devil tempts you. The devil says go and steal that or go and commit adultery or whatever. That doesn't mean you've got a demon. It means the devil's attacking you. And so we are told to resist the devil. I'll deal with this tomorrow. You have to. We have to know our peculiar position in Christ. A Holy Ghost baptized Christian. Even your toenails are filled with the Holy Ghost. Even your hair follicles are filled with the Holy Ghost. Even your teeth are filled with the Holy Ghost. You say, am I not? I got metal in it. Well, there's Holy Ghost in the metal. There isn't any part of you which is not filled with the Holy Ghost, unless you've got a demon there. And the more you go on with God, the more will that demon trouble you. And you'll find, well, I couldn't help it. I couldn't help it. Now, you were right, you couldn't help it. Shall I tell you one of the most active demons today? I'm going to hurt some people now, and I don't want to hurt you. I love you too much. You eat too much. Come on now. That can be got rid of. So many things in our lives, we need to give ourselves a daily checkup. We need to examine ourselves from the Scripture to see whether we are obeying the Word of God. And there's another one coming. More prevalent than that. You watch too much television. Amen? Thank you. There's a lady in Sweden, and she wrote to me one time, because I'd been to Sweden, and she said she was addicted to television. And she asked a direct question, was this a demon? How many believe addiction to television is a demon? Good, thank you. Thank you. So I wrote back, and I said, yes, it was a demon. But obviously I couldn't go to Sweden and pay for her, so I sent her Acts 19:11-12, an anointed cloth, one of my old shirts cut up. I rebuked the demons of addiction, this woman, sent her the cloth. I said, put it on yourself, and then lay it on the television and leave it there. So she wrote back and said, I did what you told me to do. And when I put the cloth on the television, she said, I began to choke and began to cough, and all those demons of addiction came out of me. 6,000 miles by cloth. The Bible means what it says. I'll read that. Acts 19. We're beginning to get there. Never limit God. You can do this. They do it from here. I know they send out a lot of cloths. But mark this in your Bible. It's very important. Acts 19:11-12. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Hello. So, a couple of months later, this dear lady, greatly encouraged, wrote to me again. She said, I didn't tell you last time, because I'm telling you now. I am completely cold towards my husband's affections. Is that a demon? That's common. So I wrote back and said, yes, it is a demon. Here's another cloth. So she laid it upon herself, and I gave her the words. I said, rebuke that spirit of frigidity in the name of Jesus and command it to come out of you. She said she did that. Now, do you mind if I get a little bit, down to earth? She said she did this in the time of her period. And she said the moment she did that, she said, I could hardly wait for my period to be over so I could get in bed with my husband. You see the things we are facing in the church. Bad marriages. People who go to church, pay their tithes, put on a good Christian front. God is dealing tremendously today with marriages and divorce. 50% now of all Americans get divorced. That's because demons get in the family. It could be stopped. Another case where people get demons is lack of forgiveness. There's a man in Kansas City. He's written a book. And he says that when people come to him for deliverance, he says, before I pray for you, go home and ask God to show you all the people in your life who've hurt you and that you haven't forgiven them. And they come back with 100 names next week. And they go through all those names. Lord Jim Smith, I forgive him. Lord Jim Jones, I forgive him. And they go through all this list. And when he's forgiven all these people, then he prays for them and they get deliverance like that. You see, let's face it, friends. Basically speaking, the church, including the full gospel Pentecostal churches, are in a mess. And that's what this camp is all about. It's to help these people. But remember this, and I want to speak about this particularly tomorrow night. You must not pray for a person until you know they have come clean. I'll give you a case. My son, who followed me in the ministry, had a lady who had a murder spirit. She confessed it to my son, and so they talked a bit, and then he prayed for her, and this demon came out of her. She got up publicly in church and told all the congregation how she had been delivered by my son of a spirit of murder. But he didn't pursue the matter. There was also a very strong spirit of criticism. Criticism of him, criticism of people in the church, everything was wrong, criticize. Eventually, that demon got her and her husband out of the church. That's why the Bible says when we take communion, I hope you realize this when you take communion, let a man examine himself, not somebody else. Boy, if you're going to look around the church, and even the very appearance of some people is worth with the criticism, you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to look at yourself. You're supposed to confess at that time things that are too strong for you and check yourself out with the Bible. You know, in this portion we've read tonight, there are two groups. Michael, he's the great archangel that fights battles for God. Michael and his angels fought against the devil and his angels. In fact, we are led to believe in verse 4 of Revelation 12, and his tail, that's the dragon's tail, drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman which was ready to be delivered for to devour her child as soon as it was born. Many believe, and I think it's correct, that one third of all the angels in heaven sided with Satan in this battle. Two thirds stuck with Michael. Now, if you want to know how many demons, they turned into demons. An angel, a demon, is an angel. An angel means a messenger. It comes from the Greek word angelos, which means a messenger. They were one time messengers of God, now they've become messengers of Satan. That's all it means. There was a lady who died in Ontario. She's written a book. And she died quite nicely, went up to heaven. When she got there, she met Jesus. And Jesus shook his head. He said, no, the time is not yet. I want you to go back to earth and tell them what happened. And as she approached the earth, very sorrowfully, having seen the glories of heaven, she said, the earth was covered with a swarming mass of black demons called in the heavenlies. That's where Satan is now, in the upper atmosphere, the heavenlies. And the earth was covered with a swarming mass. But thank God, Jesus has twice that number of angels who are shining ones. And they're batting for us. They are on his side. He said he could have called for 12 legions. That's 12 times 6,000 angels to look after him if he didn't want to go to the cross. I don't know how many angels I've got, or you, but there's more than one. Just imagine that. Remember that. When you go out on the highway, and I live in Florida in the winter, and the craziest drivers of New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, all go down to Florida in the winter. And they're absolutely nuts. One man actually drove up to me and they pushed me off the road. Another man started to curse me at a stoplight. So I looked at him, I said, I hear you. I said, Jesus loves you and I love you too. So it made him mad. He cursed me some more. I said, I told you that Jesus loves you and I love you too. Go to heaven. I tell you, the devil's out to get you. He knows he has but a short time, but the Lord knows that he has but a short time. And the Lord has got only a short time. He said he will make a short work in the earth. Remember that scripture? And that's going to be a tremendous work. It started. Many people all talking about tribulation, 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 tribulation. I'm talking about restoration. The world isn't going to get better, but the church is. Just, how am I doing for time? I have no idea. I mean, I go on and on and on. Listen, Jesus is coming back for a church, one church, not 500, one, without spot, without wrinkle, without blemish, or any such thing. Did you hear that? That's scripture. If, perchance, I put on a tie in the presence of my wife, and there's a spot on it, to me, just an insignificant, tiny little spot. What does that matter? Take that tie off. Why? Can't you see the spot there? Well, it's only a busy spot, so what? You're not going to go out with me if you've got that tie on. Take it off. I said, okay then, you go and choose the tie you want me to wear. So she does. She goes and chooses a tie, no spots on it, and I put that on. That's all right. She's fussy, says Jesus. Did you hear me? Says Jesus. No spot. Oh, when it gets into the wrinkle part. Ooh. Do you know what takes wrinkles out of shirts? A hot iron. Now we get back to Psalm 34. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Why? To prepare you for the coming of the Lord. So you won't have any spots or wrinkles. So you'll look just dandy. Let me read you. I found this the other day, and I liked it. I read it again today, just for blessing. Isaiah 32, about what's happening now. Verse 1, Isaiah 32, that's from the Old Testament, folks. He's coming. Behold, a king shall reign in righteousness. And princes shall rule in judgment. Now this is happening to prepare for this. And a man shall be as an hiding place from the wind, and a covert from the tempest, as rivers of water in a dry place, as the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. That's you and me. And the eyes of them that see shall not be dim. You won't need glasses on when Jesus comes back. Hello? And the ears of them that hear shall hearken. Those deaf ears are going to be unstopped. The heart also of the rash shall understand knowledge. The Holy Ghost is feeding us end time knowledge now. And the tongue of the stammerers shall be ready to speak plainly, and the vile person, boy, we got a lot of those, shall be no more called liberal, nor the churl said to be bountiful. The Lord's doing a clean-up job. Look, if you were Jesus, and you had the power to heal, restore, and make whole, without limit, and the Father said, well, son, the time has come for you to go and claim your bride. Off you go. What kind of shock would you have if when you met your bride on earth, she had one blind eye, one deaf ear, was lame, spots on her wedding gown, wrinkles in it? What kind of shock would you have? I tell you, friend, the bride that Jesus is coming back to will be perfect, without blemish. To me, it boggles my mind. Don't give up on yourself. Don't denigrate yourself. The only thing that you will find in the Bible is healing and deliverance. And so if you've got a problem here tonight, and who hasn't? If sometimes you're disgusted with yourself, I mean, that's when you're honest. Oh, I know, you blame your husband or your wife for it, don't you? I do. Well, stop blaming the devil and yourself. Stop blaming the devil and yourself. And say, I'm not going to have this devil tormenting me anymore like that. Get your husband or wife to pray for you. If they don't know how, come and get Brother Miller to pray for you. There's all kinds of people here that can pray the prayer. In fact, that's the way it's going. As I visit city after city, I find there are married couples doing this ministry, permitted by their pastor who's terrified of it, and they go out and do it, and people come to them. When I go down to Florida, I have people coming out the local churches into my little home and asking me to pray for them. Why aren't their pastors doing it? Afraid. We must do this. Pray for your children. Pray for each other. And as we do that, all kinds of people are going to be delivered, and we shall be changed. And we shall be changed characters. And we shall be delightful to live with and to worship with. No longer will the pastor have trouble with us criticizing him, but we shall be those people who are always there to help when something needs to be done. We have been delivered. Well, that's enough for tonight. So now I'm going to offer, well, first of all, I realize in a meeting such as this, there may be some who have never yet made a real commitment to Jesus. You may have made a half-hearted one, or you may be a member in low standing of some church, but you've never made a commitment like, here I am, Jesus, such as I am, I come, I confess all my sins. Please take me, wash me in your blood, and make me a new creature. Is there anyone here tonight who would like to do that? You would, brother? You would, brother? Good. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you for putting up your hand. Appreciate that. It's honesty. Anyone else? Then I'm going to ask those three to come forward. They're going to pray the sinner's prayer. And if there's anyone else would like to join them, you can come up and no one will see you coming up. Thank you for coming. I know you mean business. Rededication. Yes. Good, good. Okay. Just say these words with you. Heavenly Father,
Heavenly Father,
we come before you tonight.
We come before you tonight.
We want you to make us whole.
We want you to make us whole.
We want you to forgive us of all our sins.
We want you to forgive us of all our sins.
We dedicate and rededicate our lives to you. We want you to cleanse us in your precious blood. Because we want to live for you. And we want to confess you as our Savior and Lord.
And we want to confess you as our Savior and Lord.
And so we take you as our Savior and Lord now. Thank you for saving our souls. In Jesus' name, amen. That's all. The new name written down in heaven. The hymn says, God bless you all. Praise the Lord. Remember, I intentionally said Jesus as Savior and Lord. If you receive him as Lord, you are subject to his word. And you obey his word, and you make time to find out what his word expects of you. That's important. Okay, now how many would like to be prayed for healing or deliverance? It's going to be probably a mass one. How many would like to be prayed for to get rid of something in your life which you come up if you don't want? Come up to the front, and we'll turn the heat on the devil. It'll have to be done. I can't lay hands on you. But we'll turn the heat on the devil, and you are going to repeat the words, and you're going to tell Jesus what it is quietly. You don't have to tell me. And when he hears you, be sincere. Deliverance is very easy for those who are truly penitent. As far as might, come right up to the front here as we spread out. You will all be delivered if you're sincere. All of you. It doesn't miss. Good. Well, that's a nice company of sincere people. You've got something in your life you don't want. The devil wants you to have it. Jesus wants you to get rid of it. So we're going to use the name of Jesus. First of all, we're going to bind the devil, then we're going to command it to loose from you. You may cough, you may fall down, you may sigh, you may yawn, you may take very deep breaths. But either way, looks like you're getting delivered already. But either way, you'll come out of it. You may shake, but come out. So would you please close your eyes and repeat these words. Dear Jesus, I come before you tonight because I have a need. And you can meet that need. I confess that I have a need of deliverance from. Now you tell him quietly. Tell him quietly. Be honest. And now, Lord, having confessed it, I ask you to deliver me tonight and make me whole that my life shall glorify you. In Jesus' name. Amen. I will just stand there. You can keep your eyes closed. I'm going to, never mind about anyone else, we're going to bind the devil. Father, I come against the Satan and all of his foul demon spirits, binding these people's personalities. I come against you, Satan. I bind you. I bind you. I bind you. I come against unclean spirits. I come against lying spirits. I come against all these foul things. I come against spirits of fornication. In the name of Jesus, I bind you. I come against lying spirits. I bind you, and now Satan, hear the command. I command you, in the name of Jesus, come out! Come out! Come out! Come out! Go! 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 Come out! 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 Go! Let them go! Let them go! Let them go! Unclean! Go! Unclean! Go! Unclean! Go! Bondage! Go! Bondage! Go! Bondage! Go! Spirit of bondage! Go! In the name of Jesus! In the name of Jesus! Denominational bondage! Go! In the name of Jesus. Lust, go. Lust, go. Lust, in Jesus' name, go. In Jesus' name, go. In Jesus' name, go. Man wants some tissue up here. In the name of Jesus, go. In the name of Jesus, go. In the name of Jesus, go. You foul, wicked, unclean spirits, go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Where there are spirits interrupting marriages, go. Go. Spiritual rebellion. Spiritual rebellion. Spiritual rebellion. Rebellion against husbands. Rebellion against wives. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. In the name of Jesus, come out. In the name of Jesus, go. Every foul spirit, spirits of bondage, come out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Religious spirit. The religious spirit. Religious spirits. Religious spirits, come out. Religious spirits, come out. Hatred, hatred, come out in the name of Jesus. 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 Unclean spirits of lust, come out. Come out. Unclean spirits of lust, come out in the name of Jesus. Fortune-telling spirits, occult spirits, occult spirits, occult spirits, come out. You are subject to the name of Jesus. Fortune-telling spirits, come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Fortune-telling spirits, come out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Spirits of fear. Spirits of fear. Spirits of fear. Come out. Come out. Spirits of fear. Come out. Fear. Come out. Fear. Come out. Fear. Come out. Spirits of fear. Come out. Spirits of fear. Come out. Come out. Spirits of fear. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Anger. Anger, come out. Anger, come out. Anger, come out. Anger, come out. Come on. Anger, come out. Anger, come out. In the name of Jesus. Anger, come out. Anger, come out. In the name of Jesus. Anger, come out. Anger, come out. Come on, come out. Come out. Come out. Come on, come out. 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 In the name of Jesus, come out. In the name of Jesus, come out. Come out. Go. In the name of Jesus, go. In the name of Jesus, go. Come out. Come out. Come out. Go. In Jesus' name, come out. In Jesus' name, come out. Come out. Loose from them. We plead the blood. We plead the blood. We plead the blood. We plead the blood. We plead the blood against every foul spirit. Every spirit, come out. Every spirit, come out. Every spirit, come out. Every spirit, come out. We plead the blood. We plead the blood. We plead the blood. We plead the blood. Come out from them. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Go. In the name of Jesus. Come out. Go. In the name of Jesus. Come out. Go. In Jesus' name, come out. In Jesus' name, come out. in Jesus' name, come out. Go in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. That's right. That's good. Keep on helping. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, come out. In the name of Jesus, come out. In the name of Jesus, come out. Come out. Go. Let go. Let go. In the name of Jesus, let go. In the name of Jesus, let go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let go. Let go. Come out. Come out. Go. Come out. 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 In the name of Jesus, come out. In the name of Jesus, come out. Come out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming out. 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 Praise the Lord. Keep coming. Let the blood be applied. Let the blood be applied. Keep coming in Jesus' name. Keep coming in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. That's it. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Good. Amen. Come out. That's good. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Praise the Lord. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Praise the Lord. Every foul evil spirit, come out.
Lord, in the name of Jesus, let there be no more trace of that unclean spirit, this man's life. You've been bound, you've been rebuked, you've been trodden on, you've been cast out. Depart, enter no more into him in the name of Jesus. Enter no more into him in the name of Jesus.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com or LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.